8:46, 14 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Monday morning, September 23rd. Rafael Goyeneche joins us now, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, to talk about murder in New Orleans dropping by 50%, going from the murder capital of the world to not. How you doing, Rafael? Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Let's talk about how and why this happened, and is it sustainable? Is it due to the NOLA coalition? Is it due to increased efforts when it comes to juvenile crime? Is it increased manpower with NOPD? Your thoughts?
Well, so what's been happening, I believe it absolutely is sustainable because we've seen this now play out over 2 years. And it really started in the last quarter of 2022, which was our high water of violent crime rate in the past 30 years in the city. So what changed in that quarter was the police department went back to proactive policing, meaning that not waiting for someone to dial 911. Police officers are trained to observe and act upon their observations. And during COVID, the police department stopped narcotics enforcement, stopped traffic enforcement, stopped gun enforcement, and all they did was put their eggs in the responding to calls for service, which means that a crime was already committed. So in the last quarter of 2022, the police department started to double down on gun enforcement. We saw that particularly highlighted in the 8th District or the French Quarter. So officers were arresting people that they saw carrying weapons under their clothing. That gave them the justification to go up and approach them and ask them if they were carrying a concealed weapon. If the answer was yes, they could begin to make an arrest. And about 60% of those misdemeanor gun stops evolved in a felony arrest. So the people that were being arrested for felonies were people like convicted felons in possession of a firearm, a stolen firearm, a firearm that was fully automatic, and you start taking those people and those weapons off the street, we started to see crime go down. Now, in August of this year, constitutional carry became the law. Mm-hmm. So that means that the police can't so much rely upon their other strategy of looking for gun enforcement. So what they've done is they've doubled down on traffic stops and narcotics enforcement. So a lot of the traffic stops, just last Thursday, the state police made 42 traffic stops last Thursday. Mm-hmm. And that resulted in 6 arrests, but only 9 citations. So the traffic stops that they were making, if they found that the offender or the traffic violator didn't do anything serious, they let him go with a warning. But with those 42 stops, they made 6 arrests. They took 6 firearms, a bunch of drugs, convicted felon, stolen car, and that's what the police department is doing. So that's why we're starting to see crime go down and stay down because of precision, proactive policing. The police are looking for the offenders that are most impacting crime. And that's exactly what they're doing, and that's being reflected in the crime stats.
Was that Orleans Parish only?
That's Troop NOLA. That was Troop NOLA.
Troop NOLA. Okay, let me take a break. Pick it up when we come back. Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. I don't know how that factors into the consent decree or not. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. 8:50, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Rafael Goyeneche, president of Metropolitan Crime Commission, talking about murders in New Orleans and dropping 50% and the effects of Troop NOLA. Rafael, how does that work out with the consent decree, and where do we stand on all of that with Troop NOLA, which is Louisiana State Police, and NOPD? Compare and contrast.
So first off, the consent decree only involves the NOPD, not right. The Louisiana State Police.
Right.
But there's nothing in the consent decree that prohibits the state police or the NOPD from doing traffic enforcement, from doing narcotics enforcement, from doing proactive policing. So it's all about constitutional policing. And the consent decree, while it doesn't apply to the state police are also practicing constitutional policing. They're pulling people over for traffic violations that are legitimate. Keep in mind that their vehicles all have cameras in them. So there's going to be a record mm-hmm. of whether they're actually pulling over people appropriately. And so traffic enforcement, narcotics enforcement, gun enforcement, the proactive policing principles, the consent decree doesn't prohibit any of that. It's just required that they do it constitutionally, and that comes with good training, and that's why the police department, I believe, is on the cusp of compliance with the consent decree. I think there's a strong likelihood that we could be termed to be in substantial compliance with the consent decree before the end of the year. So the police department is doing things the right way, and the state police are doing things the right way. And they're doing things very strategically, very intentionally, and that is being reflected in the declining crime rate that we've been enjoying for the last 2+ years.
It is the Metropolitan Crime Commission, and when it comes to permitless carry, it became state law July 4th, I think it is, in Orleans Parish August 1st. Has that really been a non-factor, or what effect has it had on crime at all?
Well, so in the French Quarter, they have compensated, in the 8th District, they've compensated from losing that tool. And I talked about in the earlier segment that police department is doing much more narcotics enforcement, mm-hmm. and that includes in the French Quarter. So what the 8th District French Quarter area is doing is they're relying on technology. There's a rather robust camera system in the CBD French Quarter area, and the police and the state police are using those cameras to identify drug dealers, and then they're going in and arresting those drug dealers. When they arrest those drug dealers, they're recovering weapons. So what constitutional carry took away, the law enforcement is utilizing other strategies to compensate for that.
But for those that were saying it was going to be Dodge City and this and that and the other thing, has there been any uptick in shootings or anything else?
No, and I think in large part because law enforcement has been doubling. The people that are most likely to be committing those crimes mm-hmm. are the people that have extensive criminal histories. And if you're a drug dealer and you're dealing drugs, and you have a gun on you, and you're in the French Quarter, and you're not taking off the streets, there's a good chance something's going to go wrong. And if it does, and they open fire, that's when, you know, tragedies happen.
Let me get to this real quick.
Police are pivoting.
Only have a minute left. Missy Wilkinson got a story at NOLA.com about city's jail being packed. Some are saying the reason that crime is down is because the jail is packed. Thoughts in 35 seconds?
Right. So the police have been arresting the right people, and that's being reflected because about 2/3 of the people that are in pretrial custody are in there for felony crimes of violence or felony weapons offenses. The other 1/3 are going to be in there for their criminal histories that have extensive arrest and conviction backgrounds, and those people are the worst of the worst in the city, and crime would not be as low were it not for those people being behind bars.
Thank you, Raphael. Have a great week. Appreciate your information. As always, we'll take a break, come back, talk to Richard Nelson, Secretary of Revenue for Louisiana, about his plan to revamp the state's tax code.